The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last bank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Shane, do you have a hickey on your neck?
Yes.
Dude, fuck
yeah,
the
hell yeah. Thank you for noticing.
You're an adult. Yeah. You're a fucking adult. You have a hickey on your neck.
Yes, dude. I'm bringing hickeys back. Hickeys need to come back. When did they become not cool?
Dude, he's dating a 23-year-old girl.
Yeah, baby.
Somebody said you're dating a smoking hot chick.
23 years old.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, he's like, Shane. He's like, Shane's dating a smoking hot chick. And I was like, Shane Gillis? He was like, yeah, yeah. I was like, no.
What?
No, I swear to God. When I was like, smoking hot? He was like, all right, her body's smoking hot. Her face is really cute. That's the point. So that's
spot on. Yeah, she all right.
Let me see
her face is average, but
let me see. It really is, dude. I talk about that in my act. Like when you're younger, like body is like you just want a fucking smoking hot body.
Hell yeah.
See, if I show you this, there's no way.
I'm not gonna show it to the fans. Let me see. He's looking for the best photo of her.
No, I mean
he's looking for one where she's not all fucking.
Looking for a shower.
Oh, great. Pick. I'm trying to find one where she's not naked.
Oh, is he naked? You fucking
no,
bitch.
Dude.
Shane.
Nah,
bro,
bro.
I'll show you my girl naked right now. She's a fucking professional comedian.
All right, deal.
Done. Let's go. Trade.
Trade. Good trade. Right
now. Can I get
fair
in on this?
Fair trade. Now you're out,
bring
Tom.
Bring something to the table, not just your shitty teeth.
Yeah. No.
Just fucking just open your
dental,
mouth real
my
wide.
My dental right. X-rays.
This isn't... I control the phone, dude.
Okay.
It's just a sick vid for my fucking dogs.
Hell yeah, dude.
There's nothing wrong with this. Baby girl, if you're watching this, dude, I love you so much. Don't fucking dump me for this. No, here. Look at this. Oh, my God. Dude, don't get your fucking Puerto Rican hands off this, dude.
Are you kidding me? Shane. Doggy.
Yeah.
What? Oh, she's hot. Her face is hot.
Dude, she's gorgeous. Yeah.
Hell
what
yeah,
a victory.
Doggy.
What a major victory.
What's Jay talking? Has Jay ever seen a shitty face? He said that face was just, get the fuck out of her. She's beautiful.
She is. It's a major victory for me and for the troops.
Well, in defense of Jay, she did not have clown makeup on.
Here. Let's see. I actually don't have any naked videos of Kim.
You're such a
piece
of
naked,
shit.
That was a naked dick. Dickhead, that was fucking, there was underwear on.
There was.
Yeah, so that's not naked, that's just fucking her.
I don't think it would be appropriate.
Still a generous offer to your friends.
Hold on, let me see.
On a
it was.
radio show that
show
is
you.
Being broadcast.
Yeah.
I saw from here, buddy. Good
it was
for you.
Excellent. It was fucking excellent, dude. You are, how did, and she obviously saw you.
Tom, are you going through your photos right now? You trying to jump in?
This is my last
photo. By the way, all I saw was this, like in the sheets, and I realized it's my son. I'm about to show you a sexy video of my kid. It's fucking.
We're going
to
act great legs again?
It's him being cute with a baby. What happened with that fucking hickey?
The hickey? Dude, again, look at that. Wow. The viewers right now are probably rock hard.
How would you describe the neck flap that she got the hickey on?
It's not good. It's pretty gross.
It's
actually by accident.
Because I wouldn't. If I said it's on his neck, that would be sort
She's
of indiscreet.
She's trying to kiss him on the lips and miss.
She just tripped.
Look, guys.
Shit.
You guys are jealous. I'm bringing hickeys back. I don't know why people don't do it. Honestly, they feel good.
They do feel
feels
really
great
good.
To
well,
get a hickey.
Because it's a little trashy.
Yeah, I got nowhere
it's
to be.
Trashy. It also takes a while, and you just got
no.
Stare
I can
at the
get it. I can get a hickey out of bitch's neck.
You get it quick.
I can't. When's
I mean,
the last?
Quick,
can you remember getting a hickey? Like what age?
Not getting.
I
would give
fucking...
them. I gave them pretty late in the game.
Yeah, like 17.
Oh no,
27.
Like 30.
Late
I mean, 20s. The last time I gave a chick a hickey.
So you're sucking on a girl's neck in the late 20s, and she doesn't stop you.
You know what it is?
He was in his late 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember one time I asked a girl how old she was. She said, "You don't want to know."
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, that's you might want to leave that one out.
But that's slightly better than 30 seconds better than that,
right? No, this is literally when I was 19 years old. I remember hooking up with this chick, just making out with her hard. And I was like, how old are you? And she goes, you don't want to know. I was like, this girl's like fucking 15 years old.
Well, that's hot. That's not that bad. That's hot as fuck.
I guess when you're a kid, I dated a girl when I was that young, when I was like 19. And it just sounds creepier now. When I think back, like dating a 15-year-old girl, if you see a 15-year-old girl now, they look like children.
Yeah.
Look like
children. No, they don't.
Yeah, hot children, sure.
Says the adult with the hickey.
Yeah, dude. I'm not gonna feel bad about this hickey, dude. You guys can't slut shame me into this.
I'm not slut shaming you. I've given hickeys by accident because when I make out, I suck on the neck pretty hard.
Yeah, you're intense.
Yeah, I'm trying to
remember. You're a good lover.
It's like an old Howard Stern episode. If all the fans want to sit on their speaker right now while I describe this, I'll make you come.
Are you in? Are you inserted when you're...
Sometimes when I make... But what I do is I kiss the neck pretty fucking hard and I suck on it. And
I picture this like, you ever see a video of lions fucking and like they hold on to the scruff?
Yeah, kind of like that. And but you get it to the line. You get it to the point where... But you don't actually cause the hickey, and that's the special thing. She's inexperienced. That's the problem.
Now I gave her the green light. I was like, "Fucking do it." Hang on. I want everyone to see our love.
So she wanted to detach, and you're like, "Stick with it."
Now we were fucked up, and I thought it'd be funny to have a hickey. It's not. It's not. I regret it.
Garbage. Well, you know what it is. It's also not. Is it a few days old? Because it's not that
2 days
dark.
No, it was never too dark.
I feel like I'm attacking your physical looks a lot.
That's okay. You look great.
Yeah, thank you, man. But your neck looks like it should have different rash marks on it. So it like
hides.
At a glance, I didn't know it was a hickey at first. I was like, okay,
it's just a rash.
That's fucking
just a skin rash.
You know how I have fat thighs and my thighs rub together? I feel like your neck folds rub together in the winter and
what
create
fucking chafing. Neck folds, dude. Fuck. All right.
Shannon, next scam.
Okay. Next one's from Ronnie. This scam works for concerts in arenas with tiered seating and general admission floor. Mm. The more people you have going to the concert, the better. Say if you have a group of four, have three people buy the cheapest nosebleed seats and one person buy a floor ticket. Evenly splitting the cost between everyone and print multiple copies of the floor ticket. Everyone uses their nosebleed ticket to gain entry to the venue, and when you walk down to the floor...
They only look at it. They don't scan it.
Yeah.
Smart.
That's a great scam.
Smart fucking scam.
And
doggy.
They will scan it. They will scan it, but, you know... As long as you're not doing it all one and right after each other, it's going
to
be
it'll look like you walked in and walked back out to like go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
A fucking dope scam right there. This doggy somebody got a t-shirt.
I got a good stadium scam.
What's your scam, buddy?
I was at a Tennessee South Carolina football game and I was standing there and I noticed that the handicap section was just right in front of me, which was on the field.
Yeah.
Stepped right over.
Just stood there.
All you have to do is have a blank stare. You can walk on pretty much any
face. The face of a handicapped person.
Yeah. That's also all my scams with stealing, too.
Yeah.
Like, I wear high-waisted sweatpants. You can walk out with anything.
Yeah, yeah,
and if they catch you, you're just like, oh, fuck, no.
Yeah.
But if you walk out, you're free. And they're not going to watch. They're going to look at security footage and laugh. They're not going to be like,
yeah. Well, if you take a fucking...
If anything, they're going to hire you as a greeter.
Yeah. It was delightful.
If you press charges on a gigantic Down syndrome baby, you're a bad person. Nobody would do that. That's a great idea. I'm going to bring you to... We should rob a bank together, dude. You're the guy that fucking goes up with a fucking water gun.
I end up stealing all the lollipops. I got to tell you this. This is really funny. The girl I'm with now keeps telling me, she's like, I know you're a good singer. She's heard me sing a couple times. So the last like 2 weeks, I've been like, in the car singing, I'd be like, I'm a fucking good singer. And right now, I'm just... And then last night, you were like, you want to sing? And I was like,
no.
This is it.
Dude, I definitely
I'm going to fucking bomb. I can't sing. I can't sing. I'm not doing a solo.
I'd like to hear a solo from Shane now. Come on,
boy,
we're wrapping up the show. We're wrapping up the show in like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, all right. I don't give a fuck.
What are you doing? What song?
I don't know. I don't know. Pick one.
I'm not Mr. Grinch. I had that one all fucking worked out. It's the only one that I
worked out.
You
had a whole dance routine and shit?
I practiced it.
That's hilarious.
I practiced
Mr.
Grinch.
You practiced the fucking Drifters one, too. It didn't go well.
I did practice the Drifters one. I practiced them all.
I'd sing Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Ooh.
Love it.
With a hot bitch.
All right.
With Karen?
No, no.
Under the radar.
A hot bitch. You need a hot one.
Please.
Tanner, get in here.
All right,
yeah, I'd sing that.
Baby's Cold Outside, Karen Margolis, Shane Gillis.
Wait for your health bar to fill up.
I really can't say.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been.
Been hoping you'd
so
drop in.
Very nice.
I'll fucking hold your hands. Just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful words.
My
You're humming. This is the fucking fireplace, bro. Bitch.
He's talking over the whole time.
Whatever, dummy. Just suck beautiful. It. Please don't fucking hurt.
Maybe just fucking to have a drink more.
Put some records on. I'm gonna pour. But baby, it's bad out there. Don't go out there.
Say what's in this dream.
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
Pupils are pinned.
I'll take your hat. Give me your fucking hat. Your hair looks fucking swell. Mind if I move in a little closer?
I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride? Wow. You bitch, you trying to hurt me? Baby, don't fucking hold out. Give me that pussy. It's cold out.
I didn't pull a
baby,
for
it's
air.
Fucking cold outside.
Listen, Your Honor, she just sang the whole time.
Yeah. She sang. I don't, that's so, gotta be a yes.
No, she kept saying it was cold outside.
What are you talking about?
I pulled my
She's
dick.
Singing and dancing. I'm pulling
baby
her clothes off.
Cold out. I don't know how
the
to sing this.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold out. How does
the
he sing
welcome
it?
Has been
how lucky
so
that you
nice
dropped
and warm.
In.
Karen's nailing this, by
Look
the way.
Out
are
that
we?
Window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Invite God, her. Your lips look fucking delicious.
Invite her over here.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical
My
shore.
Maintenance mine is vicious.
Oh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
There's never been a blizzard like this. You gotta
I
stay. I'm gonna fuck.
Oh, blizzard, that's a cum joke. Solid
yeah,
shape.
I'm about to cum hard.
Lend me
blizzard
a
all over her
It's
stomach.
Up to your fucking knees. You build up
really
your brim with cum.
Grand,
I'm thrilled when you touch my
but
fucking hand.
Don't you see?
How can you fucking do this to me? How can you fucking do this? You came over. It started
tomorrow.
Snowing. You know we're fucking.
At
thing
least
of my lifelong sorrow.
Implied.
You caught fucking pneumonia and died out there. I'm worried about it. Get over that bullshit holdout. It's
Jane, you're not singing. You're just talking at her.
Yeah, you fucking got pneumonia.
Baby,
it's cold outside.
Outside.
You picking up a pretzel?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, get a Wawa.
We can walk down
to Wawa. Give me a pretzel.
We got to walk down to Wawa.
Oh, yeah. It's cold outside. Would you mind running a wall? Would you mind making a Wawa run while I shower? She goes, you said it was cold outside. Goes, yeah, that was before I finished.
Yeah, sorry, I can't sing. I couldn't. I
you
can't
said
do
you
it.
Were going to
You believe
be
in yourself. You could
I believe in myself so much that I can't risk the definite humiliation that's going
right
to take place
I
right
understand
now.
That. That's why sing. I don't play in the NFL. I don't want to go yeah out there and find out I'm wrong.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we have from Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, maybe, possibly, who knows, my next opponent at Ellis Mania 16. Ladies and gentlemen, the very funny, very talented, Philadelphia-based comedian, Matt McCusker.
What up, y'all?
What up, doggy?
Yo, Shane Don King me, dude. Apparently, we got to fight.
I don't know what's going on here. Shane, here's the problem, right? Shane wants to fight me. That's what's going on, okay? The reality is if we
look... Well, I don't... Yo, how about a 2v1, me and you versus Shane?
Doggy. Sexual? What are we talking about? What are we talking about here? Oh, the fight. Yes.
Or it's just a three-way Royal Rumble all out.
Do you want to just kiss each other? You just want to do a three-way kissing contest?
Whoever comes first loses.
How about we just fuck, dude?
You want to just all fuck each other?
That'd be wild.
We just all fuck, dude.
And then, like, we can beat up gay guys afterwards. But like, we fucking get it.
Yeah,
dog.
It's not gay.
It's not gay at all.
Exactly.
No, Matt, look, obviously, fan of your podcast, Shane was telling me that you don't want to work with us, that, no, Shane, this is what Shane said.
That's not what I said.
Yes,
dude.
He did. He came to me and said, hey, dude, I really want to do the podcast. And then I said, yeah, dude, let's fucking talk. Let's try to get a meeting. And then he said, Matt doesn't even want to meet with you. Spick.
Yeah, I blew it off, dude. I'm no gods, no masters. Whew. I'm independent.
I like that, dude. That's actually law number 3 in the 48 Laws of Power. We're reading that book right now on the show. Yeah. So. No rules, no master. I dig it. I can't hate on Matt McCusker because, Shane, he's not a sneaky motherfucker like you. you're a shady bitch. At least Matt McCusker comes, he calls in, he says, yeah, Douglas, fight or fuck, whatever you want to do, I'm ready to go. He has no ulterior motives. Like fucking Shane. Law number three, I mean this, hold on. Conceal your intentions. Keep people off balance and in the dark by never revealing the purpose behind your actions. If they have no clue what you're up to, they cannot prepare a defense. Guide them far enough down the wrong path, envelop them in enough smoke, and by the time they realize your intentions, it will be too late. Shane, you're a fucking evil overlord. And you're trying to fucking cause a rift between me and Matt McCusker. Matt McCusker wants me on the Gas Digital Network. So there you have it. Premiering in February. Matt and Shane Secret Podcast. That's how we sign podcasts. Yeah, yeah. We just confuse and intimidate.
Scream, scream. That's it. Set the date, dude. We're fighting.
That's it. Ooh. We got to fight. All right, so Matt McCusker, if I beat you in the fight, will you sign on to the Gas Digital Network?
Never, dude. I'll die. I'll be
in the debt. All right, if I kill you in the cage, can we keep the game? Can we find another Matt?
I'd fight till I die. This is last breath. Right. I would draw my last breath and die.
Give me comedians, top five comedians named Matt. Who do we got here?
Huh?
What is that?
That's
his pussy alarm going off.
What are you doing,
Can you
Matt?
Hear me?
Yeah, what happened?
I'm ready to die, dude. I just took my seatbelt off. You want my top five?
Top five comedians named Matt. We can figure out. Wait, we got Harrington in the booth. Who do you got here?
Matt Prasard.
Matt Prasard is handsome as fuck, dog.
Matt Rife.
Also handsome as fuck. It's just nonstop handsome comedians named Matt.
Matt Bronger.
Matt Bronger?
Yeah.
Matt Bronger.
I don't know.
There's no M in the name, you fucking idiot.
I didn't say an M.
Mumble mouth asshole.
All right. Matt McClowry.
Well, yeah, Matt Mick, that's a good one.
Fuck you up.
Who's Matt McClowry? I'm not fighting him. This is a replacement for your fucking show after I kill McCusker.
He'll fucking rain on you.
McClowry's
a big McClowry.
Yeah. He's up the next Matt McClowry.
Dude, my fucking reach. I'm way tall for my weight class. It's not even fair.
How much do you weigh?
I'm 180 right now, but I could shed 20, no problem.
Shed 20, dog. You got to come up.
Yeah, you're going to have to come
up.
I'm
like 240 right now, dog.
You're 240?
240.
I'll stay 180. It's no problem.
I'll stay 180. I can come down to 210, maybe 205. I weighed 202.6 in my professional mixed martial arts fight in Las Vegas, Nevada that I did this past August.
Yeah, it was right after the musical chairs.
Who'd you fight?
I fought black belt comedian Ryan O'Neill.
Oh, you fought a comedian? All right, doesn't count.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're 0-0.
Can I see McClowry?
McClowry's a big guy.
Who's Matt McClowry?
He's a Detroit comic. He lived here for a minute. He's in L.A., but he's a big dude.
Let me see Matt McClowry. Yeah. And he's funny, too, because this might be the guy to...
But he's huge.
But I'm not going to fight. I'm fighting McCusker, and then if I kill McCusker in the cage, McClowry... he looks like a pussy.
Yo, if you kill me in the cage, change your body slave.
Wait, what'd he say?
If you kill him, I'm your body slave.
You're my body slave? I like it. So I can do anything with Shane's holes. If I kill you in the cage, you sign on all of Shane's holes to whatever we want. I'm going to put Shane's body in the fucking lobby here at Gas Digital. I'm
going to
let everybody know they could fuck it at anything. Pull the flowers out of his asshole and put their dick in it.
Yeah, me and McCusker live by medieval rules. If he dies, I'm instantly your slave. Instantly. You can kill me on the spot. I'd rather die if he dies.
I'm just going to fucking take your RSS feed, fucking... Get another Matt and another Shane. That's it. That's all I need. Nice. All right, Matt McCusker, thank you very much for joining the show.
You got it, man.
These are solid negotiation tactics. Shane. You guys are both playing hard. You're playing hardball now, bud. But I like it. I like it. We should have hired a bunch of guys that look like Milo, like Eminem style, and have them all walk into the creek at different parts of the night and just have them get pegged with fucking milkshakes.
Why do you keep mentioning milkshakes?
Milkshakes is the new thing. Is there videos of them throwing milkshakes?
It's a thing in...
Britain, right?
Britain, yeah. Where they throw milkshakes at
Nigel Farage or whatever, right? I don't know.
They're throwing it at like alt-right figures, but Milo got one thrown at him recently too, right?
It's Shake Shack making a killing right now.
Yeah, dude, that's a fucking $12 milkshake. Go ahead. Throw that milkshake, you idiot.
I hope they're getting them from Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, yeah.
You can go to McDonald's and get a dollar milkshake. They're pretty cheap. If you're going to get them, just get the fucking cheap ones.
Chick-fil-A got a solid milkshake.
Yo. I'd go McFlurry right now. Ooh. Fucking milkshake. Ooh. What do you think of that? What do you think of that? Ooh. How's that?
I'm not a McFlurry guy.
You're not?
Nah.
Oreo one, bitch?
Yeah, girl, Oreo. Get some fucking M&M.
Here's my problem.
Ready?
When I'm being fat, it's typically not... I try not to be anyway fat on really shitty food like that. It'll be sugar and it'll be shit food, but... if I'm going to get an ice cream, it's typically not going to be from McDonald's or like I'll go to like a higher end dessert because I want to enjoy. If I'm going to kill myself.
You're classy.
It's not even classy. It's just a waste to me. In my mind, you know what it is? I'm always going like, all right, well, I'm going to be back on the diet tomorrow, even though I'm not.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But I'm always saying that. So I'm going like, well, I'm not going to waste my calories now with fucking. If I'm going to get a burger, it's never going to be a McDonald's cheeseburger. You know, it's always I'll get a good cheeseburger and fucking.
I almost threw up last night from what I ate.
What did you?
I was laying in bed. Listen to this. You want to talk about fat sack of shit diet?
Yeah. I want
to
hear it.
I went over to Sodas to celebrate the holiday.
Just you blew him. Your stomach's full of cum.
Swallowed his jizz. No, he was like, I'm going to get
threw
high.
Threw it up, licked it back up like a fly.
So much.
Because you love his cum so much.
I love Dan. I definitely love Soder's cum.
I know.
Without a doubt. But I was like, I'll buy us some snacks. So I bought sweet chili Doritos.
Nice.
Delicious Doritos.
The purple bag.
Sweet chili.
The
purple bag. They're a little bit hot.
Yeah.
A little spice.
Hot chili, spicy chili, something like that.
Sweet chili.
By the way, this is a production note. Just pull out, as he's saying each one of these, I want to see a picture of him. Go.
Yeah, get ready.
Sweet chili.
Purple Dorito bag.
Those Coca-Cola gummies.
Coca-Cola gummies.
Haribo? Wait, who makes
Haribo? The wax candy?
Haribo? Haribo cola gummies.
I know, I got it.
Love them. Underrated candy. No one ever...
That's a good
snack.
It's almost like when they're there and you have me like, oh, these are good. I would never buy them.
I've been buying them lately and bringing them places.
You ever buy the little like you go to like Dwayne Reed and it'll be a wax bottle filled with like a drop of Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Yeah,
that was it. You bite off the thing and you suck out a tiny bit of Kool-Aid.
And I was a kid. Yeah. I used to eat that fucking wax, too.
Yeah. That would explain a lot.
Right there. That's what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah. I would crush those things, too.
Those bad boys.
Chew the whole thing.
Ugh. What a fucking scam that was. That, whatever that is, whoever came up with that is the fucking scam of...
That was the highlights, dude.
Shane crushing it with a one-word racist punchline. One of my favorites.
Who came up with that?
Louis J. Gomez classic. Louis J. Gomez playbook.
Hold on, one more.
So what else, guy? What else?
Gummies. Six-pack of Bud Light. And on top of that, we ordered Greek food, and I ate about 10 pounds of Greek food. Okay. Crazy. Chaos.
You're going to shit blood.
And then I didn't shit this morning. I had to get here and dump out.
Nice. Yeah, but do you wait to get here because of our bathroom experience?
Love the bidet in here, but no, I didn't. I was trying my best to shit before I left.
Mm. Got a bidet.
We have a bidet, yeah.
Oh, anyway, if you eat Doritos, Coca-Cola, gummy bears, Greek food, and a six-pack of Bud Lights, you don't feel well.
You see the devil. Yeah, this devil. Sounds crazy.
Every time
That was a bad evening.
There's a mind-body connection that I have with my asshole. It's a very thing. It's a weird thing, right? So anytime I go on a diet, like, whenever it is, like, let's say I'm just going a couple weeks of being a binging fuck, whatever it is, then no matter what, whenever I say I'm officially on a diet and it starts tomorrow and I do it and I actually do it, I wake up and I'm like, all right, I'm going to eat healthy today. That day, I have the biggest shit ever, no matter what. And if it could be 5 days, it could be 2 weeks. It's definitely some sort of fucking mind-body thing. I'm telling you right now because it's not a coincidence that every single time I go, all right, this is it. And then I take a fucking huge, like I'm talking about piles of shit that come out of the fucking
breach.
Toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah. You call it a breach?
You feel the heat in your
ass. Yeah. You breach. I've been hitting breaches hard, dude. I've been breaching lately.
Have you ever breached and when you go to wipe, your knuckles scrape the top of the breach?
No.
Yes.
No. You've never really breached.
You feel the heat of the shit on your asshole.
How much have you breached then?
I breach a little bit.
You don't realize how much it's gotten up out of the water.
How shallow is your toilet?
And your knuckles go, and you go, up. I guess I gotta walk.
Does Jeff Goldblum find piles of that shit?
What is this?
Yeah.
No, that's a fib, dude.
I swear to God.
You're lying. Lying ass podcast. Go to the beach.
She can tell you that I have such an aversion to joy. Like, I hate, that's something I have to get over. I hate
Behar?
What?
Behar?
I don't know what that is.
Joy Behar. Joy Behar.
Yes! Fucking puns! That's where we need to go in comedy. I get psyched about puns, man. You have no fucking idea.
Ooh.
That and hayrides.
Oh, you like hayrides? There you go.
Fucking love hayrides, dude.
All right.
Hayrides are the shit. Why? I will become the patriarchy of her entire family just so I can get a camping pass to take a hayride.
I got a good hayride story.
Word?
Yeah, it might actually be funny.
It's up to Mark.
Can I say it?
Random.
All right.
I'll fight to the death for that word, but I was on anything hayride is good.
I was on a hayride in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Oh, fuck
yeah. Yeah, and we were going through, and it got to this stop where it was like supposed to be like Deliverance.
Yeah.
So like one of the scenes was like, so it was a bunch of like guys in overalls with like different farm animal fucking masks on with chainsaws and shit. And this dude jumped on the side and it just happened to be next to like the only black guy on the hayride. Mm-hmm. This guy climbed up and he was like, "What's the matter? Are you scared, boy?" And the dude was just like, "Fucking boy." And the guy was like, "Oh shit, dude, I'm sorry." Just immediately broke character.
No.
It was great. Then it was great. The whole hayride was like,
"He should be fired from his job. You got to stay in character. What do you think I'm doing right here? You don't think I know that this is failing, but I'm staying in fucking character."
No, this isn't failing.
We're talking about this. One of the best shows we've ever done.
I know, I'm the greatest. Talking about Deliverance right there, man.
Oh, for nice. Real.
Yeah, Deliverance.
Yeah, so you should go to the beach.
No, but that's cold what I'm saying.
Is, enjoy it.
I can't. When she, this is serious.
Have you ever watched a UFC fight night?
No. She originally called me saying
he would love it. I bet you, dude. He'd be like a big fucking.
Yeah, you got to get out of like hitting people's pussies and just get into like fucking. Just try
hitting
one
dude's
thing.
Dicks. I've done that. I've done that in my past.
I've hit a bunch of, and I will continue to a bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's some common ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, a little bit of fucking nut check. You're like, hell yeah. What up, fag? You hit him in the nuts. You laugh. He bends over.
And then he comes in his diaper.
No.
His name's Baby Bradley.
No, Mark. We're trying to make you be one of the dudes.
I'm not one of the dudes.
You could be. I know you don't want
to
be.
Do you want to produce a web series, Shane, where we teach Mark how to be a dude? And we just think we're going to
It's going to be it. It's going to be it for Random and me for a little while.
He's a dude. We're all dudes. Hey, I'm a dude. Remember fucking Keenan and Kel?
Yeah.
Well, I just remember what happened to me. I was in Home Depot the other day, and I was picking up some wood, and they didn't have any barcodes on it. So I said, "Hey, listen, I'll run and get the photo of the wood for you." But I took a photo of small wood, and she just scanned my photo. So then I saved myself.
So just take off the barcode, and then take it.
And then you say, "Oh, no, I'll run and get the..."
Smart.
You took a photo, and I handed it to her.
I mean, that to you isn't the self... What about the self-checkout at Home Depot, just not scanning items? That's the airplane
that's
food
illegal.
Joke.
That's illegal. It's scamming. You can play dumb, because if you take the picture of the wrong thing, you're like, "Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Yo,
I took a picture of a pen." I got $8,000 worth of plywood.
It's just a sticker that's just free. You're like, you want to scan?
Yeah, the
for the TV. Can you try it again?
You can probably try it with a TV or something super expensive.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. That's not bad. It's not bad. But the problem with the TV, it's going to be, it has to be the similar thing. They're not going to know the wood off the bat. Mm. It's almost like when...
Also, the only way that works is if the place you're at is negligent enough to send you, the consumer, to go back and fix instead of having somebody else be like, "Can we do it?" That's
but
what
you
the
can
price
if
check
you just,
is for.
If you offer it up and you're willing to create the solution for yourself and almost act annoyed, you have to act a little bit. Like, "Oh, God damn it. Can I take a picture? Can I run and get a picture really quick?" They're like, "All right, cool." Instead of having to call somebody, bring somebody over, do that whole to-do, please. Because if I'm the guy in line behind that guy who makes that person go and have to wait, now I'm tutting.
Why are you shitting on my fucking idea?
I'm fucking...
I didn't shit on your honeymoon thing, man. What the fuck did you do?
I thought I'm just trying to elevate mine.
Mix are supposed to stick
but
together.
But if I knock
bro.
Yours down, I fucking know, then mine teams? Elevates, you know?
Fucking hell.
What's tutting?
Yes, I was going to ask him to spell it first, and then I was going to ask him to define it. Tutting? Oh, tisking.
It's tutting.
T-S-K.
T-U-T-T-I-N-G. Tutting. Look it up. Go Google it right now, Shannon.
A spelling on this.
Oh, man. Oh,
I'm not
man.
Saying it's not a word. I'm saying it's a word I don't know.
Yeah, look.
Tut-tut. So not tutting.
Makes
sense. Yeah. Tutting.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Tut-tutted at all the goings-ons.
I can't be right.
That's me.
Yeah.
And then if it's a long time, then it'll start to snowball.
I've seen Lewis in a line that's one person deep, just going like after 14 seconds, "How much longer is this going to take?" Out loud.
That's my tut.
The people behind you.
I just imagine you on all going, "Tut, tut."
Yeah.
Tut, tut.
Tut.
I'm tutting.
Yeah, I've never gone anywhere with you where you haven't tut-tutted.
Yeah, I tut-tut.
Every single fucking place I've
ever been. I touch that sometimes. You have to touch to let people know that.
You've been a dickhead to the servers. Yeah,
that's a lie. This is why I don't like you, Shane.
I'm not lying.
Okay? This is why I don't like you. It's because you're a liar.
You don't like me.
Not anymore. Because you're a liar. You used to be an honest friend.
I am an honest friend.
And you're a liar. Every time we've ever gone... No, you're naming two times out of the fucking... I eat every day. I eat...
No. I said with me.
I've eaten with you probably four times. And so 50% of the time. If you say 50%,
it's not a great percentage.
I would say fine. Maybe Shane's being accurate in his assessment.
I think we've only gone out to eat twice.
And did he get a substitution in his meal? He wasn't happy with what was provided. It's always something.
Yeah.
And can I get a substitution?
No. I make it very clear that I don't want a substitution and I don't want anything for free. And it will offend me if they offer me something for free. But then if they don't.
We were at that fucking steakhouse. He was just being a cocksucker.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the ramen place.
And the ramen place, you were a cocksucker there too.
Not a cocksucker. I have high expectations.
She was like, "I'm the only one working." And he's like, "So you can't do your fucking job?"
I didn't say that at all. I didn't curse at him. You're a liar. Yeah. This is why I don't like Shane. Let me make it clear.
Wait a minute.
Shane is a dishonest. Comedy is about being honest. And Shane, you should not like Shane's comedy. I wanted it to be very clear. They should not like Shane's comedy because Shane is a liar. No matter how funny he may think he is, it's based off of deception and lies.
No.
So you're a liar. I did not curse at that
much point. Like a joke structure based off deception.
But you did say you can't do your job.
No, I didn't say that at all. I was annoyed because why would you only have one person on a busy floor? It's not even her fault. I was annoyed with management.
You're like, get your shit together, you retard.
I'm taking this to the top. Yeah. Wait, did he ask for certain items to come out in a certain order?
No, what was
that's
it?
That's the one
it
that bugs me.
He asked for extra noodles,
and they didn't have them.
And they didn't
bring them
out quickly enough.
No, no, hold on. No, 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 hold on. Shane,
until he got the noodles came out.
Lies.
It's tutting motherfucker.
Tut noodles.
Shane's a liar. Come on. Shane's a liar. Come on, everyone. Shane's a liar. Yes, everyone at home is doing this right now. Shane's a liar. Everyone all together around the country. Shane's a liar. In Europe, all my European fans. Shane's a liar. Shane's a liar. They're all doing it. Shane's a liar. All right, calm down, everyone. Calm down. He's okay.
I'm gonna get Random to fucking kill you, dude. Random to kill you. Right now, he's cutting himself like, Shane's not a fucking liar. He's a good man. He's gonna kill you, dude.
He likes you, dude.
He's
really
gonna kill you.
Dude, no, you're a liar because I tutted, but only because it's not that they didn't just come out fast enough, you liar. You fucking liar. Episode title, Shane's a liar. It's not because they didn't come out fast enough. It's because they didn't even put them in to make them. So I watched it. So like the restaurant, it's all open. So the kitchen, you can watch the Puerto Rican fucking ramen chef for some reason not working, just sitting there like texting on his phone. And then she goes over and she's like, "Yo, they have some." And it's like,
this was a black lady.
Wow. Wild.
Black lady.
Wild.
Did not talk like that.
Wild.
Did not talk like that.
Wild racial impression. Holy shit.
Listen, a fucking King Tut Tut over here. Yeah.
Oh my God.
She did not talk like that at all.
She didn't snap from one side to the next.
Yo.
She was tutting?
She was tutting too.
Oh no.
Yeah, I was actually, she was speaking African language. We were clicking at each other. That's what happened. Okay.
You were communicating.
I was trying to communicate through their native tongue, Shane. I was being cultural. I was being cultural. Your move.
She says, you know. Only in America. A Puerto Rican and black lady arguing about Japanese food. It's great.
Where this nigga's noodles?
Dude, this chink spaghetti.
Dude, she fucking went. She went back and I watched her. I'd be like, "Yo, you were supposed to make those noodles." They were like, "You hear them?" Yes. And he was very down. They were doing gang symbols. She flashed a gun at me.
Yeah,
she flashed her fucking 9. And then, finally, I was like, this isn't good service.
Yeah, that's how you handled it.
You tucked on it.
No, it was like,
under my breath.
He stared at a bowl of noodles for like 30 seconds. It was like, where the fuck are my fucking noodles?
I didn't curse at this woman. Yeah, you're a liar.
She came over and she was like, sorry they were late. We're short-staffed. I'm the only one working today.
Hey, Abe, where are my noodles?
So you can't do your job?
You said, so you can't do your job. Yeah. Is that accurate?
No, that's not even true. You're putting words in my mouth. When they should have been putting noodles in my mouth.
God damn it.
That's a good word.
I like that.
Have you ever done anything gay for the sexual
no.
pleasure of doing gay shit?
No.
No.
Shane?
No.
Why did you make your voice deeper there?
No, I have not.
Why'd you look down to the left and make your voice deeper?
I'm so fucking straight. It's crazy. You see this? Look at this.
Would a gay guy wear a wolf shirt?
Ain't nothing gay about a bunch of wolves running around.
That's true.
It's not gay. It's autistic.
Eating pussy.
Those are my parents on a shirt.
Los Lobos, dude.
Raised by wolves, Pippa boy.
Were you?
Yeah.
Nah, you weren't. You were raised by losers.
No, but
complete failures.
They lived in the woods.
You had bad parents, but that's all right. You turned
out. You don't
out,
even right. know anything about my parents.
I know you're.
You don't know that.
One of them was doing heroin and the other one got stabbed to death.
Okay, you know.
I noticed he cut that song pretty quick once Grandma Shark got introduced.
Grandma Shark, dude.
It was like,
yeah,
Grandma
Shark. Also,
you asked him if I hit him, and he was like,
You definitely hit him.
Oh, he balked. Yeah, for sure.
You've never slapped him?
Not even a smack on the hand.
Really?
I've never even screamed at him. He's not kidding about that. I've never screamed at him. Never. I swear to God. I've gotten angry at others in front of him.
You threw coffee on a guy with a silly suit.
That's like a latte on a man in front of him, which, you know.
It's gayer.
A little classier.
It's also way harder to get out. It's just a huge cup of
steaming foam.
Fucking foam cream just on his fucking dumb suit.
Oh,
it's brutal. So, yeah, dude. You don't know shit about me, dude. You don't know shit about my parents. You know two things about you. You know the most interesting fact about each of my parents, but that's it. I know the most interesting fact about each of your parents.
Their brother and sister.
Yeah. And Phil had fucking cum all over his pants.
Yeah, Phil had cum pants.
I remember.
Yeah, you remember his name. That's nice.
Yeah, say baby boy.
Your dad had cum on his britches?
Yeah, we went and played laser tag.
I get excited when I play laser tag.
As soon as we got inside, the black lights were on his jeans. Covered in cum.
Good for him.
It was great.
Yeah.
And, that's awesome.
He was like, ah, shit. That's all he did. And then just he's went so played. Back. He just was totally
he's so
fine.
Easy to get.
He was, you could see him. Yeah. That's on my Instagram. You can find that.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, dude. I'm sorry that we weren't raised in fucking the lap of luxury like
I
you.
I did have a very nice.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
I grew up in
my
a
mom
nice
wasn't
house,
given
yeah.
anything. My mom was raising her baby brothers from the time she was 9 years old. She was raped when she was 11 by her stepfather.
I'm
out.
I'm not saying why your parents are shitty.
Yeah, dude.
I'm just saying they were shitty.
So
it's not their fault.
No, it's
they
a
were
child. It's like a child. It's like you're telling this
it's
little
not
girl.
Their fault.
This little girl is being raped by her fucking stepfather with an axe to her back. By the way, my mom told me this. My mom would beat me. Yeah, my mom would beat me, and she was like, "You don't even know what getting beat is." One time, my stepfather raped me and put an axe to my back, and I was like, "All right, carry on."
Jeez,
she's like just implanting the darkest thoughts ever possible while she's physically abusing me.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's double whammy.
Yeah. So name one thing that Phil did that was as metal as that.
Yeah, was your mom raped by a lumberjack?
Yeah, dude.
No, I pissed on the dog once, and then my dad acted like he was gonna piss on me, and so he took his dick out. I remember that.
He lifted his leg.
He's like, "Huh? How do you think? What do you think? That's funny? How about I piss on you?" But I remember
yes,
dick,
it is funny. By the way,
his dick was
sex crime.
I do remember that. I think I remember that.
It's for sure a sex crime.
I think I remember
if
that.
If you piss on your children. By the way, you can't.
He didn't piss.
You're not allowed to hit.
Performance anxiety.
But, yeah.
But you really did piss on the dog.
I did. Well, the dog was
under
the deck.
Dominance thing.
The dog was walking underneath the porch. So I saw it, so I was just like. Because it was funny.
That is funny.
Who were you with? Who were you trying
to impress?
It
was my cousin. Me and my cousin.
Yeah, can I have a coffee from one of y'all? Thank you. Yeah. Did your dad hit you a lot? When you were a kid?
Not a lot, but yeah, he would hit me.
He'd hit you. Closed fist.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I took a couple. Not really to the face. Like usually like the chest or the arms or something. He'd give you a fucking
a nice
dead arm. Dead arm was constant. Ooh. A dead arm or a dead leg
it
was,
be funny.
Was
it was
nearly
just to be hilarious.
Doesn't count.
Oh, no, it wasn't really to be funny. Like if I was it's kind of to be funny.
He does the Cheerio thing and just fucking
yeah,
hit you in the arm.
Yeah. He would do that. He'd give you a little dead arm. Dead leg.
If you're being
if
a
you're
fucking,
fucking
dick.
Around.
He's
yeah,
a big guy,
asshole.
Big tough guy.
Yeah, he was big.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah. 50-year-old dude meets 25-year-old Kevin Bacon, in parentheses. Yes, that's his real name. Then murders him and eats his testicles.
What's that?
That's the news that's going on here.
Yeah, it's a news show. You don't know where you're on a news show right now?
No, I'm saying what news is that?
That's 50-year-old dude meets 25-year-old Kevin Bacon. Yes, that's his real name.
Look at how angry Shannon's getting right now.
No, I don't like you, Shane.
Shane, you're not making any fans here at Gas Digital.
I don't give a fuck, dude.
We're about to
That's the problem with Shane is the people that hoist him up before he's fucking had any success. Then he, as soon as he's fucking, he's past that, then he doesn't care anymore. This is who you're dealing with, dude.
What a horrific thing to say.
That's who you're dealing with.
So.
Yes, that's his real name. We have fun here. That's crazy.
I love Lewis diligently working on his podcast. He's in the grocery store looking at the tabloids. Like, okay, I'll talk about
that. Yeah,
yeah. All right.
You think Lewis does prep on a show?
Shannon and Nate do all the prep and they send it to me. This is her.
Sponsored by the National Enquirer.
You have a real fucking, like, I work harder than everybody. You don't fucking do shit, dude. You show up and they do the
dude,
work.
Dude, I play the fucking orchestra, dude. I'm like
you guys
Steve
actually
Jobs.
Work. I'm sorry that you, you know.
They're flutists.
Flautists.
So you're the puppet master. You're pulling all the strings.
Yeah, dude.
That's what's up.
I'm the fucking, conductor.
I admire businesses, or Lewis's business acumen.
Thank you, Matt.
I like it.
Thank you. See, that's why Matt's a fucking real ass dude and you're not.
Oliver Peck leaves Ink Masters after 13 seasons after a blackface photo of him surfaces.
That's pretty great. We can talk
about
that.
Yeah, can we fire that blackface up?
Dude, that's probably...
Who the fuck is Oliver Peck?
Getting caught with blackface.
Dude, blackface scandal.
Oh my God, he went black body.
No!
Oh man, and that
dude Metzger's new blackface joke is so fucking funny.
That's my favorite scandal right now. Of someone being like, "Fuck, I forgot I did blackface."
Fucking Halloween, I did.
How many people are sitting on blackface photos right now, going like, "Fuck me, dude, who has photos of me in blackface from that Halloween party in 1997?"
There's a lot of dormant volcanoes out there in people's careers.
We really got to acknowledge not only is it blackface, but he was super N.
Yeah.
Hold on. That's
what's super N?
Look at his. What do you think that N stands for?
Super neighbor.
Super nice guy.
Oh, dude, that's,
fucked up.
So it's a made up character, super nigger. That is hilarious.
Was that a Richard Pryor album?
He sucks at it.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Wait, I'm serious though. Is that a Richard Pryor album? I think it might be. I'm not joking.
Is what?
Super N. I think that might be a Richard Pryor album.
I'm not certain.
That's hilarious.
I'm not asking that as a joke. I really think it might be.
What do you think every tattoo artist...
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
You mad Lewis said the N-word?
No.
He gets all uncomfortable when I say the N-word. It's insane.
I don't get uncomfortable. I get annoyed
you're
that you're comfortable saying it. I get annoyed that you're
I get annoyed when people go like, oh, in the middle of a conversation talking about something and just go, oh, the N-word, because they're a bunch of fucking pussies and they fucking are afraid of their careers being taken away. It's too late.
No, no, no.
Shane.
No, 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 no. Luis. No, no, no. No, I just think you're very bad at saying it, and it annoys me that you say it.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's I'm offended.
There's
it's
no
just
substance
funny
to what you're saying
you say
right
it.
Now. So good.
It's
I'm
jarring
bad.
To hear you
the
say
The way
it.
That I say the N-word is a bad way.
Yes.
Explain that.
You say it like a white guy. You are a white guy.
You're saying this like a retard because it makes no sense.
What makes no sense?
Whatever
you're not good
about
at saying
right
the N-word?
Who's going to say the N-word?
What?
N-words?
Black people.
They're great
people at it. Actually, there's phenomenal. Some that are very bad. There's
I've some met some white bad. People who can pull it off.
Some white guys can pull it off.
I can't. Not like when they're like in like a kind of jovial kind of way.
Give me one.
Like from white dudes from Kensington, you'll like you'll say it and you're like...
Oh, like nigga?
Yeah.
But what about matter-of-factly? Like the word, if you put the word nigger on a screen,
like
I say, read that word.
Like a historian.
Yes. Like I'm being a historian right now. I'm saying it historically right now. So
historically, you do say the N-word.
That's your right as an intellectual, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sorry that I'm not going to just say the N-word. I've said it enough. I can't just start saying the N-word now.
Well, around me, can you just do soft A, please?
Yeah.
Fine.
Thank you.
Fine.
Surround me.
A-H.
Matt is married to an African American.
Yeah.
Really?
We're expecting a child in March.
Please. Nigga. And he's expecting. Please. Please. What's going on? How are you?
Yeah. Also, fuck the bullshit. What's up?
Yeah, what's up, baby girl?
What's up, baby? I got some pellets.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh.
This piece of shit.
Dude. Yeah, showing up doing magic.
This absolute piece of shit. Look at him. What are those, chips?
Are those the same paper?
Yeah, it's the same string you used to fuck with that pencil.
Man, this is like a video they play when you die, and it's like one of the shameful videos.
You know, it's not written on that piece of paper? A joke.
Did he try to disappear on the camera? She goes, they're really giving you a pounding over here, Lou. They're really saying you're an idiot. You can do magic. Lewis, give us another trick. Back to back. You owe us.
You got to center yourself back, Lewis.
I'm really getting out of breath. Simply getting my magic tricks, performing them, and then coming back to the couch. Every time. I'm sweating. I'm sorry that I'm sweating all over you.
Pop the hat off. The hat's probably trapping some heat in there, dude. Oh, get that hat off. Dude,
stop leaving your magic powder on the other side of the room.
Yeah. Dude, take that hat off. Let that sweat run.
Good Lord, you're terrifying, dude.
You're terrifying. You look like the original UFC logo. What the fuck? Dude? It's fucking terrifying.
He looks exactly like the UFC logo. That, like, purple, shitty, stupid thing.
You can do magic.
Damn. You guys look
damn,
like
did you have that one magic. Chambered?
No.
Damn. Fucking hat off. That's fucking good.
Did you guys enjoy my floating napkin?
No.
Not at all. Are you kidding? No, man.
That was one of the big ones.
That was one of the big ones.
No, that could have been one of the big ones.
Yeah, just wait, go to your closer where you convince this girl you've already had a vasectomy.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Oh, fuck me. Ew. I just dropped my phone in Tommy's cum trash can.
Ew. Fuck. Also, how many loads is he blowing that he has a whole trash
can? Ew, it is just tissues. It is just tissues. Fuck.
That's crazy. Your phone just got pregnant.
Fuck.
Do me a favor. Go grab me. Grab me the deck of cards. Yeah, the that one right there. Dude, right, this is about to get crazy. Thank you.
Grab me the scale, the rolled up 20, and the top hat.
Honestly, Lewis, you're winning me back with a lot of this. You're losing.
They're definitely doing coke. They're definitely using like A5 to snort that coke.
Yeah,
where it's like, that's a $1 bill. That's a $1 bill party they're at.
Yeah, no, I know Lewis. He would not do anything less than a 5. Maybe, you know what? I'm going to go 10. I'm going to go 10 for dignity.
All right, I'm not going to scare him away this time.
Yeah, thank
I'm
going
to let him out.
I'm going to do some close-up card magic.
You can do magic.
Yeah, a little closer.
Here you go.
Fuck, I scared him, I think.
What do you mean? You scared me?
I spooked it.
It's great watching Shane's face.
So what I want you to do is, Jessica, I just want you to put your finger in anywhere you see. Good, go. Take that card out. Take that card out. Show it to the camera. Show it to the camera. Okay, show it to the camera. Mm-hmm. Okay, ready? Now, do me a favor, Jessica. Now you can return that anywhere in the deck that you want. Anywhere you want. Remember?
All right, follow-up question. Did you steal my coat?
Did you steal
the rest of my coat?
Remember? Ready?
What's that breathing?
I think that's just me watching magic.
That's fucking Darth Amico.
Eh? Was that it? Hold on, wait.
What?
One? Or was that your card?
No.
Nope.
That wasn't it at all.
Hold on. That was your card.
No.
This classic Mr. Action. He's going to put it in his mouth.
Yeah, he's gonna pull it out of her sniz.
What the fuck, man? How do you get the card then? Is that the card? That's it.
Oh, there was no misdirection. He was actually just wrong.
This is very bad at this.
Yeah, he just doesn't. He just missed the trick.
He narrowed it down to like a part of the deck.
But that's impressive. He was so bad, we thought he was good.
See, you must think that all of the deck are nine of hearts. But no, look. They're not. It's all cards. But wait a minute. Hold on. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is nine of hearts.
Oh.
Hey. Oh, wait. The whole deck actually is nine of hearts.
Yeah, Lewis is playing with a trick there.
I thought Lewis did a cool trick there and like did an actual illusion. And I was like, whoa, how do you make so many nines in there?
Yeah.
No, the whole deck's not nine of hearts, Shane.
It is. The whole deck is almost not all nine of hearts. Look.
Now he flips it around.
You can't even see it.
No nines.
You can't see it, Lewis. How do you not see the camera?
All nines.
You can't see the cards, you fucking idiot.
For anyone who's been on the road with the Legion of Skanks, we know the one thing they can't do is make nines appear.
Lewis looks like he normally wears a wig and like took it off like after a show, after a Broadway show.
Like a tired drag queen.
Yeah, he's like, listen, honey, working outside was tough today. Yeah, Shane, good. Now you've learned. Yep.
Whoop.
Whoop.
Ah. We spooked it.
Oh.
Ah, shit.
Not a mistake, Jessica. This is the greatest moment of your life.
Lewis. Oh, yes.
Ready?
Wait, Lewis, before your next trick, just tell us what club she waitresses at so we can donate, because we all feel bad.
Are you watching?
She's at the stand a lot. I know her. She's a good lady. We're pals.
Good lady. I am the mind freak.
It's in your right thumb.
What?
Oh, the fake thumb he has on?
Yeah, you have a fake thumb.
Isn't that cool?
You just took it off.
Yeah.
The fake thumb you carry as an adult?
Your left hand is on it right now?
And then managed to bring up magic in any conversation you were having, no matter what it was, because you had a fake thumb in your pocket as a grown-up?
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, that's the fake thumb.
Yeah, open your hand. Yeah. You fucking dick.
Wait, can you levitate yet? I know you tried to levitate on me and Matt's. Can you levitate, or is that the
finale? That might be my closer.
All right,
so
I'm sorry.
How about you shut the fuck up, Shane, and let me just
All right, I'm sorry,
magician.
I'm sorry. You're right. Let I apologize. I love you. You. I'm nice to you.
Let me ask you guys a question, guys. Just a little side note here. As we're, we are doing a podcast. It's not just visual. Who's your favorite magician of all time?
You.
I don't know. That's how much magicians suck.
Nate's dad.
Yeah, true.
Oh, I'm going to do a coin trick that Nate's dad showed me in just a few minutes.
He goes,
there was a guy.
He goes, you can never use it for evil, Lewis. Never use it for evil. And then you're going to do it tonight on your dark magic show.
Yeah.
There was a guy in Spain at this bar I used to go to, and he had a fake thumb. He had one of those thumbs, and I didn't know. He got me with it for almost a year. Every time I'd go in there, he'd do it, and he didn't know English, so he'd... I don't know what he was. He would always say, which nice. He would go, which nice. He'd say, which nice. But, and then I got home and I saw somebody with one of those fake thumbs and I was like, that motherfucker.
Oh, you didn't,
Dude, he got me with his, like, I thought the guy was magic.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure it out.
I react to magic, like, real good magic. Mm-hmm. I'll flip out.
I'll be like, it's fun.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, magic's very fun.
There was a guy named, what's the guy named? Justin.
I didn't know I loved this girl.
Oh man, dude! If you
we could have had something, lady.
If you steal, lady. Can you hear us? Yes.
Yes. You got to talk
right
to
here.
Mike.
Come on, come to the microphone, baby.
Yeah, microphone.
Push more. Push more. You and me should be dating. What are you doing?
That's all, folks.